Good morning. We're going to continue the sugya of Micah. And as we discussed last week, there is a chiyuv midoraisa. If a person has a roof that people use, there's a mitzvah saseh of asisa Micah legagacha. We are afraid that people will fall. And because of the potential danger, a person has a chiyuv to build a fence, to build a Micah around the roof. Someone who fails to do so is both mavatal and mitzvah saseh. He is also ever on the lav of loisosan dam v'lesecha, having a mirshal, having a dangerous area is a lav as well. Now, as we discussed by Richos, the case is v'sisimaka l'gagecha. It's talking about kisivne bayis chadash. It's talking about a bayis, a house where people live in, and based on that, if you have a beis medrash or beis knesses where people do not live there, that is nismayit, it is not included in the iser. A beis ha'itzer was a machlokes, whether it's included or not. As we explained, according to most mefarshim, the difference between these cases is not so much the technicalities, but more of the practical difference. A roof of a house, people would use the roof in order, it was used. Because it was used, there is a greater chance that people will fall off if it is not well guarded. By Shein Kain in a shul, people come to shul, hopefully to daven, and the roof of a shul was not used very often, and that is why there is no chiyuv to build a Micah. Now, we also set over the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish has a tremendous chiddush. He learns that the din of Micah by a gag of a house is a special gezeiras hakasuv of a beis dira. And he explains that although if you dig a ditch in your yard, there, that's something which is dangerous. People who are walking around may not notice the ditch, they may fall into it. There we understand, as l'sasim dam v'vesecha, you'd have an obligation to go ahead and to cover it over and make sure people don't fall in. On the other hand, when you're climbing on top of a roof, people who are on a roof are aware they're on a roof. And they're aware if they step off the side of the roof, they're going to be in big trouble. So in that case, the Chazon Ish says, without the pasuk, I would say it is not the homeowner's responsibility. Since a person who goes on the roof knows he's taking a risk, it's a risk that he can guard against. He just has to be careful when he's up there. So there, hava amina, there, it's not my problem, and let the person take care of himself. Kumashlam on the pasuk, gzeres hakasuv, osisimaka l'gagecha, that even though the person is aware, he knows about it, the teva is to be careful, nevertheless, a homeowner has a chiyuv to build a gag. Based on this, the Chazon Ish says that this is a gzeiras hakasuv. It's extending the liability past what l'safin dam v'vesecha alone would teach you. And based on that, it applies only by a beis dira. Masha'in kein, if it's not a beis dira, if you're dealing with a roof of a shul or any or someplace else, or for that matter, the Chazon Ish says if you have a deck or a porch that extends past your house, it is not a gag of a bias, there's nothing underneath it. So there the Chazon Ish says, this new halacha, that you're responsible of a sisa maika, even when the people are aware of the danger, you still have to put up a fence, that would not apply, and that's why the Chazon Ish famously writes, there's no chiyuv maika on a porch, because there's no beis dira underneath it. Now in all cases, if the fact of the matter is there's a danger, if there are children running around, where children running on a porch certainly are a danger, regardless of whether it's a beis dira or not beis dira. They can't be expected, they don't have the maturity to be aware of where they are and to be careful. The other Chazon Ish says, certainly you would have to build a Micah, because l'sasim dam v'vesecha applies, and in that case it's clearly a danger. But in a case where you're dealing with adults, the danger is they're aware that they're up there and they can watch themselves, there, if it qualifies as a beis dira, it has the gzeiras hakasuv of a Micah. Otherwise, it does not, and there's no chiyuv to put anything up. Very good. So the Shitas of Rambam is, whenever there is a chiyuv of Micah, whenever it qualifies as a beis dira, whatever the gedorim are, however you understand it, the Rambam says you always need a fence that's 10 tevachim high. And there's no that's whenever there's a Micah, that's how it has to be. Correct. Masha Enkin, if you learn, like they said, the Chazon Ish, that it's only Micah is only by a beis dira. But we have a problem. We have a case where it happens to be dangerous. In that case, where you're just mitigating the danger, it's not the mitzvah to say of Besisa Michael Gagach, it's just the Isser of Loisas and Dam Vesacha. However, you can mitigate it, you can do it. So if it's three tzvachim is enough, the Chazon Ish says, that will be okay. And if you want to put an alarm system, hire someone to stand by the edge of the roof and tell people don't go past there. Also, you're mekayim the din of lo sasan dam beveisecha. It's only if you meet the gedorim of a gag and gezeres akos of a korn of a sisamaika, there you have it has to be yotzvachim. Even the yotzvachim that Shitas Rambam, the Ravid argues and says in some areas three tvachim is enough based on a sifri. It's not so pasha. But in the yerba, you are 100% right when it is not a base dira, and you just have to do it because of the danger. Anything you can do, in a practical sense, there's no danger. You're chiyuv by doing so. And Echanami. So according to the Chazon Ish, you're fine because there's no. It's not a base dira underneath it, and therefore it doesn't really have a chiyuv ma'ika. It's lohisasim. So if it's high enough, people will not fall. You're okay. On the other hand, the roiv. Well, the Gedolei Achroinim argued on the Chazon Ish. The Stipler said the Chazon Ish didn't see the Yireim, therefore it's Mstama, even the Chazon Ish wouldn't have been Mekel. But if you hold that anything that's used, Adrash, it's a Kal V'Chaimah. Madoch, the roof of your house, you know, you don't live on the roof, you live in your house. But Madoch, the roof of the house, the Torah says, certainly a deck or a marpeset, which is literally part of your house, you literally live on it, it's used together, Kol Shkein V'Kol Shkein needs a Maika. And therefore, according to these shitas, you would actually need your tefachim. Excellent, excellent. So it seems pretty clear. According to most rishonim, when they speak out the halacha, it's lesas and dam b'veisecha. It's talking about where someone will actually get killed. On the other hand, if it's just a chashash of hezek, it's three tefachim high. They'll fall. They'll get hurt. There, you do not seem to have a chiv deraisa. Now, the chinuch and the aruch hasholchan both just. While they're talking about the mitzvah, they throw in misa or hezek. They imply that there's no difference. The other rishonim that discuss it, they are all talking in the context of misa. Well, in Hilchos Bar, you find that if a person digs a bar b'shus rabim, and someone falls in and gets killed, the shear there is 10 tvachim. So if it's less than 10 tvachim, there's an assumption that a person should not get killed. So comparing Hilchos, the level of danger to Hilchos Maika, Elochai would have to be at least 10 tefachim high for there to be a chiyuv midoraisa of lesasim dam b'veisecha. Again, you'll have the Sefer HaChinuch and the Aruch HaShulchan that say whenever a person can get hurt, that's enough. But according to the other Rishayim, if the deck or the porch is less than 10 tefachim high, it's not a lethal threat, and therefore there'll be no chiyuv Maika. Now, this svar of the Chazon Ish, although most of the Gedolei Achroinim do not seem to follow it by a porch or cases like that, we do find by stairs or by a ramp, there the Sifri says that there is no chiyuv of lesas and dam, there's no chiyuv to build a railing by a ramp. And the way the Malbim explains it is really very similar to the Chazon Ish Svara. When you're going up steps, you know what you're doing. You know you're climbing. And if the steps do not have a guardrail, you see what you're doing, you know to be careful. That is not, there's no chiyuv of Micah. It's only when you're on the roof of the house. The shittas that are in the Chazon Ish, where a person lives there, you're busy being mishtamish, you're busy doing whatever you're doing on your roof. So you get distracted, you're busy doing things, it's a mokum with mishtamshus, so we're afraid you're going to fall. However, on steps, which you just use to go up and to go down, there you're aware that you're going up and you're aware that you're aware of the height. So there, the Sifri says that there would be no Chi of Maika, and even without the Chazon Ish, you still have that svar. Everyone seems to hold to that svar in this case, that it's not considered a real danger. And Echanami, if you have a unique case, if you have children, any time the situation is dangerous, if the bottom line is you have children who are not capable of being careful, or you have elderly people who it is a danger, you'll have a chiyuv loisas and dam b'veisecha. However, in a typical case, where we see from the Sifri, that because people going up a ramp, they know what they're doing, they're climbing a ramp, people are careful when they do that, there's no chiyuv per se to put a railing, to put a wall on the side of the ramp. Now we find this svara, the Chazon Ish type of svara, in one other place as well. There is a question about building a maika on Chol HaMoed. The discussion of Maisa Umon you cannot do. Question is, what kind of Maika we're talking about? So there are different pshatim. But the Emek Bracha is medayik, that even a real Maika would be usher to fix on to build on Chol HaMoed. it's a davar avod. It's a davar avod. People can fall and get hurt. It's a davar avod. So what he says is, similar to the Chazon Ish, that in many cases, the fact that you will have a roof without a railing for a few days over Chol HaMoed doesn't qualify as a real sakana. You can't be Mechal Shabbos to build a Micah on a roof, because it doesn't rise to the level where someone going on the roof is pushing in matzah of sakana from Mechal Shabbos, or he says it doesn't even rise to a level of Dever Avod. The Torah is telling you, that because over time people constantly use their roof, and over time people will be careless, something can happen. Torah is mechadish, you have a chiyuv to put up a fence. But it does not mean that someone going on the roof is literally risking his life, that now suddenly we can call it a davar avod and be makel in certain cases to do binyan on Chol HaMoed. The Emek Bracha, again, we see this story that lab dafka, we're dealing with something which is classified as a regular sakana. Now, because building a ma'ikah, building a fence, is both a mitzvah sasei and a not building it is a lois sasei, so the Rambam paskins that when a person goes ahead and builds a ma'ikah, if he does construction, and there's an area that's mechuyev in a ma'ikah, so he has to make a bracha. He has to make a bracha la'asais ma'ikah, because he's doing mekayim a mitzvah by putting up this railing. Now, this leads us to a very practical question. I don't know how many people here are that handy, but assuming you're doing some construction, you need to build put a guardrail, and there's a chi of mica. If you put the mica in on yourself, how safe is that going to be? Well, if you know construction, wonderful. But most people here are probably not very good handymen, and it's a lot more convenient to go ahead and have the contractor, whoever is putting it, doing the rest of the construction, let him put the mica as well. Question is, what happened to the bracha? If you have someone else put up the mica for you, can you make a bracha? Now here we have a problem, because assuming the contractor is a goy, the regular halacha is that when you have a chiv to do something, you can be mine and a shliach to do it for you. The problem is ain shlichus la'akum. A goy cannot be a shliach and do a mitzvah for you. So if you have your goyish contractor putting up the fence, l'chayra, you should not be able to make a bracha. So this leads us to the famous sheets of the Machin Ephraim. Machin Ephraim in Shluchim Simen Yud Aleph has a tremendous chiddush. He says, although ein shlichus la'akam, you cannot have a goy act as your agent to do a mitzvah. He says, that's when a regular shliach. You go over to goy and ask him to do something for you. He's not considered a shliach. It's not your mitzvah. Zok the Machin Ephraim, when you hire a worker, it's different. When you hire a worker, you have someone who's working for you, the halacha is Yad Poel Ki Yad Bahavayis. A worker that picks something up while he's working, in many cases, the thing will automatically belong to the owner, even in cases where shlichus will not work. When you hire someone, he is similar to your Eved, where even without the halacha of shlichus. Therefore, Zok the Machin Ephraim, a tremendous chiddush. If you have a goyish worker building the fence for you, you're mekayim in the mitzvah, and you can even make a bracha, because even though he's not your shliach, because he's your poel, yad poel, yad ba'al bayis, and that is enough to even make a bracha for making the ma'ika. Now the Pesach Tshuva is medayik. Before anyone follows this too much, that we know there are two kinds of poelim. We've discussed this by Rikos when we went through Hilchos poelim. There's a poel and there's a kabbal. A poel is someone who you hire him by the hour, by the day. You're paying him $20 an hour. He's working for you. There we have the rule of Yad Poel Ki Yad Ba'al Bayis. And the Machin Ephraim says, such a worker is your Mekai in the mitzvah, even though he's a goy and even though there's no shlichus. However, there's another kind of worker called a kablan, where you hire someone, you pay him to do a job. He's building a deck. You'll pay him $2,000 to build a deck for you. It's not an hourly wage. He has a task to perform. When he finishes the job, he gets paid. So the Machin Ephraim is mavur that the whole chiddush of Yad Poel Ki Yad Ba'al Bayis is only by a poel. When he's paid for his time. However, if he's a kablan, if he's an independent contractor, there even the Machin Ephraim would agree this Yad Poel Ki Yad Ba'al Bayis doesn't apply. And therefore, if he's a goy, if there's no shlichus, you cannot make a bracha. Therefore, what will come out in a practical sense If you hire a contractor to build a deck or to build something for you, generally they're not paid by the hour. Generally you're paying them to do the job. In that case, he's a koblen, and a koblen, even according to the Machane Ephraim, is totally in the regular halachas of shlichus, and if he's a goy, you would not be mekayem the mitzvah through him, and you cannot make a bracha. If he leaves it at a point where this mic is not secure, it's at this point it's not strong enough, it can't support a person, and you're going to go ahead, you're going to finish it up, you're going to make it secure enough, make it strong enough to be a mica. Now, it's a mica, it's not just enough to build a railing. It has to be 10 tefachim high, according to the Rambam. It also has to be strong enough to support a person's weight. But if it's not, and you go ahead and you finish it up, and achami, that would be a good way to be a kind of mitzvah. On the other hand, I actually, when I built my house, I was trying to figure out a way to be a kind of mitzvah of mica. The contractor, as you can imagine, was concerned about liability. He wasn't very excited, but at some point, he turned to me and basically said, listen, why are you building a mica? The Torah says, lo'sasin dam b'veisecha. It's dangerous. Someone can get killed. It's a lot more dangerous if you finish the mica than if I have my guy do it. Okay, that's true. Now, if you have the person become your poyel for the last hour, at that point, he's your poyel, according to Machane Ephraim, mekayem the mitzvah. Okay, the problem is that although we can file a mechanics lien, he's working for the koblen. I would say the yad poel ki yad baal bayis means that this hourly laborer may be ki yad baal bayis of the contract. But since you hire the contractor as a koblen, anyone who the koblen has and how he, whether he has an eved, whether he has a poel, whether the koblen working for him, your relationship to them is as a koblen. So I don't think you'd be a mekayem in the mitzvah since you hire the koblen, and a koblen you don't have yad poel ki yad baal bayis. Now, one other factor to keep in mind is that it really also depends on how you're buying the house. You know, if you own a house and you're doing construction, you have this discussion. In my particular case, I was buying a house, bought a house on paper. It was being built by a developer who then, when the house is sold, there was a closing. In that case, when the house is being built, it wasn't my house. It still belonged to the contractor. It's only when you actually buy the house, that's already when it becomes yours. So in that case, putting up a mica when it still belongs to the developer, doesn't belong to you yet, it's not your chiyuv yet. So there, certainly, you would not make a bracha, it's not your house. And no, so in the mitzvah say, the Gemara says, although the pasuk says, ki sivne bayis chadesh, talking about building it, the Sifri says that if you buy it, you get a matana, or you yarshin it, you also have a chiyuv of ki sivne. What perhaps you're referring to is Taisus and Kedushin Daf Lamed Daled has a chiddush. Taisus is looking for a case where you're mekayim the mitzvah say, but you're not over the lav of loisasin dam b'veisach. So Zok Taisus a chiddush. Taisus says the lav of loisasin dam b'veisach is only ki sivne bayis chadesh. If you build a house and when you build it without a mica, you have no intention of putting in a mica, then you're over the lav. However, Taisus says if you build it planning to put in a mica and then you change your mind. Or more, his other case is, if you build it and you put up a mica, comes along a hurricane, it falls down, and you don't bother putting it back up again, Zok Taisus, in that case, you're not over the lav of L'sasim Dambi V'Seh. L'sasim Dambi V'Seh is only when you build the house without the fence. That, you're creating the mikshol, because you created the high area, you didn't create a fence, so you created the danger, and there you're over the lav. On the other hand, when you built it, it was secure or expected to be secure, and then afterwards something changed, you're not over the lav. Now, although Taisus makes such a chiluk, in Shulchan Aruch it's not brought down, and also it's really theoretical because Taisus is explaining why a case where you don't have the lav, but Taisus agrees, clearly saying you do have mitzvahs of aseh v'sisamayka. So you definitely have a chiyuv if the fence falls down to put it back up. The question is whether it's because of the lav or whether it's only because of the assay or whether you're over the lav as well. And also the Ramban argues in Taisus and says you're over both. Now, besides for the bracha of Asiyas Maika, the Rambam holds you also make a Shechianu, especially if this is the first time you've done the mitzvah. However, in Simen Chav Beis, the Bir Halacha says that this is the Shitas Rambam that holds when you buy tefillin for the first time or you buy a new pair of tzitzis, there's a chiyuv shechianu because it's the first time you're doing the mitzvah. However, l'halacha, we do not pass like that, and we do not make a shechianu. It's not a mitzvah that comes l'zman. It's not like something that has a yontif that comes around at a set time during the year. It's a mitzvah you can do whenever you want. And therefore, the minhag is not to make a shechianu. Bir halacha says, if a person can, he should get a fruit or find something else to be able to make a shechianu on at the same time to mekayim the shitas Rambam. But in the absence of that, we do not make a shechianu on the mitzvah of Micah. Now, until now, we've been talking about the case of the Torah, which is a sisa Micah legagacha. You have a roof of a house, a beis dira, you have to put a fence around it. Now, the Sefri says that, says Gag, you would think only a roof. Minayin l'rabba is bar v'dos. If you have a ditch, if you have a pit in the middle of your courtyard, there's also a chiyuv to go ahead and to guard it. And Sifri learns from l'sasin dam b'veisacha. Anything which is dam b'veisacha, anything which is danger, it's a hazard, you have to take care of it. Now, here already, there's a tremendous machlokes. What happens when a person has a ditch? He has a ditch, he has a chiyuv to cover it over, that's a clear halacha. Do you make a bracha when you put a cover on this ditch? Or if you build a little fence around the ditch that people should not fall in? So this is a tremendous machlokes. What some learn, and they learn in the Rambam, that although the Sifri learns that you need a ma'ikah from lo sasin dam b'veisacha, nevertheless, from the Lashon of the Sifri and the Lashon of Rambam, that's just telling us, don't take the pasuk too literally. When the pasuk begins, "V'sisa ma'ikah l'gadez mitzvah saseh to build a ma'ikah," then it says, "Lo sasam b'veisacha." So the Sifri learns that anything dangerous, you have a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to mitigate. There's both a mitzvah saseh and a lo saseh. But when you're going ahead and you're building a little wall around a ditch, even though it's not a bias, according to some poskim, you still make the bracha because you're still in the mitzvah of v'sisa ma'ikah l'gadecha. It does not have to be literally a gag. And the Goyin, the Maaser Rav, it's brought down. The Yitzhaka, you have to make a bracha on even on a ditch as well. Now that being said, the Chayei Adam argues. Chayei Adam holds, the only time you make a bracha is when you mekayim the case of the Torah. You have a gag, you have a roof that people live in, you make a mic around it, there's a chiyuv to make a bracha. Masha'en kein, if you're dealing with any other danger, there's a ditch, so you have to do something to mitigate the danger. But here already, because it is not the case in the Torah, there's no chiyuv bracha. Some learn there's no mitzvah saseh, that the assay of a sisa ma'ikah is only a gag of a bias. There's a mitzvah saseh to build a wall. Everything else doesn't have the assay. So although you have to take care of it, that's because of the law of l'sas and dam v'secha. There's an iser to have any dangers, any hazard. But the mitzvah saseh you do not have, and therefore you do not make a bracha. Others seem to learn that no, even though there is a mitzvah saseh, still, nevertheless, the bracha was only masukin for the actual case, and masha enkin anything else, you do not make a bracha on it. So this is a bar. So we have one case of a mica of a roof. There certainly is a mitzvah saseh. You make a bracha. We have other cases. You have a ditch. You have other areas that you have to guard. There already, there certainly is a chiyuv to take care of it. But on the other hand, whether you make a bracha is a bit questionable. The Gemara Bava Kama gives another two cases. The Gemara says, Minayin, that you cannot be Magadale Kelev Ra. If you want to buy yourself a pet pit bull, the Gemara says, that is Aser. And the same Adi Lo Yamid Sulam Ru'a, you cannot have a shaky ladder, you have stairs, there's a loose rung, it's dangerous. The Gemara says, you cannot do that because of Lo Sasan Dabin Vesach. So over here, the Gemara is very clearly extending the Aser. We're not just talking about building a fence around a roof, anything which is hazardous, anything which is dangerous, there's a chiyuv of l'sasin dam b'veisacha. Now, what that means, sulam ra, you can't have a shaky ladder. What that means is that if you have a car and your tire treads are all worn out, it's a danger. Something which can create a matzav of sakon. So besides being unwise, there is an iser of l'sasin dam b'veisacha. Anything which you have which can create a danger to other people is a lav d'oraisa. A kelev ra, you have a pit bull, that's something which is dangerous. Now the Mashal points out it's not dangerous to you, or hopefully it's not dangerous to you, but you've raised it since it was a little puppy, it's friendly with everyone in the household. Nevertheless, it's a danger to everyone else. So there is a lav d'oraisa of lo sasam dam v'secha to
have anything that can create a hazard to other people. So there's a whole discussion, actually, and there are chalukia dinam, which we won't go into. As long as it's on a chain during the day and is only left out at night where you need it for security, that's mutter, because that's not called a danger. Now, the truth is, really going back to your question, we pointed out, according to most paiskim, the iser of loisasim is only when it is a lethal danger. Now, what kind of dog are we talking about? Are dogs really considered a lethal danger to people? So again, pit bulls notwithstanding, it's not the normal case. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, when he talks about the issur of having a dog, he says the issue is that they're going to go ahead, they're going to bark, they're going to scare people. You can have a lady who's expecting, who because of the fear and because of the pachad, so the child will be a stillborn. So in that case, there is an element of sakana, and that's why you're over the issur of loisasim dam devesecha. Now, in these cases, if a person is fixing his stairs, or if he has his pet dog that used to be cute is now becoming a menace, he has to get rid of it. Here, we certainly do not find any makar to make a bracha when you go ahead and kill the dog. Here, you're dealing with a loisasim dam devesecha. It's pashtus, not going to be the regular mitzvah of sisamaika, and there's no bracha in many these cases. Oh, very good. So you want to know, so it's like this. In the case of Kelev Ra and Sulam Ru'ah, that seems to be a danger only for other Marshal points, and that's only for other people. It's not for yourself. The case of Asisa Maika L'Gagecha, L'Chayr Tzombi, at the gag of your house, presumably it's a problem for you, the people who are living here. So it would seem from there that it's Asir. But it's not quite so simple. You know, actually, maybe we'll discuss that right now. The Rambam, when he's in Ritzach and Shmiras HaNefesh and Perek Yud Aleph, he begins by saying the mitzvah of putting a Michael for a gag. He then says, as an Isra of Loisos, and he then extends it, it's not just a gag, it's by a bar, vados, everything else. Then he says two other halachas. He says, V'chein kol michshol sheyesh b'yisakonos nefashos, any hazard that there's a lethal danger. Again, the Rambam is meduyik, he says, sakonos nefashos, he's not talking about just hezek. Mitzvah saseh lo hasiro ilu yishamre mimenu lizar b'davar yafa. There's a mitzvah say to get rid of it and to be very careful. Shneamar, yishamar lecho shmor nafshecha ma'od. So now the Rambam comes up with a new mitzvah say. Yishamar lecho shmor nafshecha ma'od. But he doesn't say there's vasisa ma'ika. He has a new pasuk. And the Achrenor Matmiya, where did the Rambam get this drasha from? What's also shver is the Rambam, the Minyan HaMitzvah, doesn't bring this down as applying over. The Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvah doesn't bring this down as a mitzvah say about sakanas. The pasuk itself, if you look at it, does not seem to be talking about regular danger. The Gemara talks about it, it's talking about if a person forgets his learning. So many just say, as we do from this, the lashon of Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'oid, that you see in Shmira, you have to be overly careful. But now the Rambam, the next halacha, says a new halacha. Many things the Chachamim said it's asr because it's dangerous. Someone who says, I'm not going to wear a seatbelt, it's none of your business. It's my problem, it's not your problem. Zok the Rambam, makanos makos mardos. We give him makos mardos. So the Rambam is saying anything that you do which is dangerous, we're talking about endangering yourself, and it's not a danger to anyone else, nevertheless, he gets makas mardus. The Rambam's appella. Makas mardus? These are things that asru chachamim? What do you mean asru chachamim? We have loistas and domiv vesecha. We have hishamar l'chamar nafesh l'chamar ma'oid. It's only a chiv in isr d'rabbonon to put yourself in a sakon, not a chiv d'araisa. So the Sma learns lav dafka. The Sma says, really, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa because of hisham l'chol shmor nafshecha ma'od. What the Rambam, when he says, osur chachamim, just means is that the Torah says a general rule, don't do anything dangerous. Chachamim made a list of specific things that they said you're not allowed to do, they're considered a sakana. And the Rambam goes through a whole list. But the Sma learns there is a chiyuv of hisham l'cha. Now, even the Sma that says it's d'oraisa doesn't say it's loisasun dam b'vesecha. He says it's because of hisham l'cha. So it's meduyik that losasin of vesecha is only when you're endangering other people. If you're the only one that is at risk, there already it may not be a lav of you may not be ever the lav of losasin of vesecha. You'll have according to the Sma this asay of hisham l'cha. Now others argue. Others the Others say that when the Rambam says Durabana, Hitaka means it's Durabana. Why? Why is, are you not able, if you're putting yourself in danger, why is there not an issue d'oraisa? So they say it really depends on the level of risk. If you're going to have the case of Lesasim Dabme Vesacha, you have a roof, you have an area that people are using, so you have to build a wall around it. Otherwise, people will fall. There's a real danger. It's something which, even though today it may not happen, over time, if you have a roof, an area, a public area, without a guardrail, sooner or later, someone's going to fall. There's going to be a sakana. There, the Torah says, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Go ahead, mitigate that risk. Mashenkin, the Rambam, what's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam has a list of specific things that a person does. Drinking water from a river at night. So it's possible there's some sort of creature in the water that he'll end up eating. Now, you're doing it once. You're not doing this every single day. What is the probability you take one thing of water from the river that this thing of water will punct have this dangerous creature in it? Probably not very high. That's the danger. The Rambam's saying it's usher to do it because you're putting yourself in a sakana. So what many say is that because this is something which is a very low risk, you're doing it once, it's not a constant thing where you're just tempting fate. There midoraisa, perhaps it doesn't rise to the level of Hishamr Lucha. But nevertheless, Asur Chazal said that you have to be especially careful when there's a sakana, when there's a risk involved, and therefore that's why there's a lashon of Asur Chazal. There's a general rule of Shomer Psalm Hashem. Many things that we do have a level of danger. You're driving a car, you know the statistics, how many people are nebuch killed in car accidents. Many things have a level of danger. And in halacha, we don't necessarily look at statistics, we look at whether this is a normal mahalach hachayim. If this is a normal thing that people do, they don't consider risky behavior. The fact that maybe if you do a statistical study, you'll find something, still Shomer Psalm Hashem, you have the right to do that. This shaila really comes, a lot of the makoros for that question really comes from our sukkah. Because, Marshall, are you allowed to go up? Let's say a person, there's no one built a mic on the roof. You're a visitor. Are you allowed to go on a roof that doesn't have a mic? So the Chazon Ish and many others say yes. It's not very, what's the big deal? Going on a roof is something which is dangerous. It's not a sakana nefesh. We mentioned from the Emek Bracha, it's not a real sakana. The Torah says, because over time something will happen, but it doesn't rise to a level of sakana. And he says more than that. The Chazon Ish, using his svara, he says, just like when you're climbing a tree, or you know you're on a tree, you know to be careful. There's no issue to climb a tree. So he says, so too, on a roof. You know there's a danger. It's something you could be careful. If you're careful with, you don't go near the edge, nothing will happen. And therefore the Chazon Ish says, this is darkei shaloilam. There's no isser. We don't say you're allowed to go ahead. You're allowed to live life normally. You're allowed to climb trees. You're allowed to go on top of a roof. Now that being said, we had a Noida B'Yehuda, which I think we discussed perhaps in the first shir when we started some 6 years ago. The Noida B'Yehuda talks about, is a famous truth that talks about hunting. Someone wanted to know, is he allowed to go hunting? So Zakhtar Noida B'Yehuda, he says, it depends why you're doing it. He says, if you're doing it for sport, for you to have a good time, it's relaxing. He says, what's the heter? You're going into a forest, there are wild animals, there's an element of sakana involved. It's aser. Zakhtar Noida B'Yehuda, Mashenkin, if you're doing it for your parnasa, you're a furrier, you have to trap animals. To trap animals, you have to go into the forest, you have to take a certain element of risk. Zakhtar Noida B'Yehuda, for parnasa, you are allowed to take a certain level of risk. What's the raya? The raya is, it says, ki elef lunoy says nafshay. When it's talking about the chiv to pay a worker on time, the chiv of biyomiti tinskara, it says, ki elef lunoy says nafshay. So the Gemara says, that what does it mean, ki elef lunoy says nafshay? Gemara says that this poyol climbs a tree in order to harvest the fruits, in order to earn his paycheck. Since he's climbing the tree, he's putting himself in a sakana, then the least you can do is pay him on time. Zakhtar Noida B'Yehuda, we have a Gemara Mufureshes, that you're allowed to put yourself in a sakana. You're allowed to climb the tree even though it's dangerous, if that's what you need to do for your parnasa. So Zakhtar Noida B'Yehuda, that for your parnasa, you're allowed to take a certain level of risk, but if it's not for your parnasa, you do not have the right to do so. Now the Grismayisha also has a tshuva where someone asked about playing sports, where apparently there was a certain level of danger. You're playing pro football, there's a certain level of risk. So in the case that the tshuva at hand, he says, is just one in a few thousand chance of getting killed. So Rav Moshe says, and very similar svara, for your parnasa, you're allowed to put yourself in harm's way in order to earn a parnasa. Now Rav Moshe doesn't speak out clearly the other way, but he does imply, like the Noida Bihuda, that if it's not for a parnasa, if you want to play tackle football, you know, if your kid wants to play tackle football, so you're going to have to size him up and see whether he has a future. If he's big enough and he can make a parnasa out of it, good. So he's training. It's his parnasa. He's allowed to do it. If it's not for his parnasa, if it's just for recreation, so in that case, even when there's some amount of risk, when there's a level of risk, it would be aser. Now the truth is that the Imre Eish does say with traveling on a boat, we're traveling on a, he's bothered by, he's discussing this as well, he actually makes a shechilik. He says traveling over, your day hayom says, you go ahead and you bench goyimah. Why? Because it's a sakana. How you let it travel? So Yitzhakah says, this kind of svara, because it's kachi dark yishay loylam, people have to travel. He says there's no isrv to be masakin yourself when this is the derech oylam, this is what people do. But he actually ends off by saying that when you're doing it for parnasa, fine. If you're doing it stama teyul, you want to see the, you know, you want to see the world, there, because of this element of sakana, he says you should be marcha kimenu. He doesn't say it's osir, but he says in such a case where there's no reason, you're putting yourself in some element of sakana for no reason, there he says you should stay away from it. Now it's not clear where we draw the line. It's Rav Moshe that's saying for parnasa's mutter, his case is 1 in 1,000. It's a what we consider fairly low risk. I don't think anyone's going to say you're allowed to literally put yourself in a 50-50 chance of sakana to earn a few bucks. I did see one of the tshuvas compares it to the halacha of going to war, where the Gemara in Shavuos says that as long as up to 1/6 of the soldiers will be killed, not more than that, it is mutter. Now that is an extremely high amount. What would come out is if you want to play Russian roulette for your parnasa, there's a 1 in 6 chance that the chamber is loaded, then it would seem that it's mutter. What? Do only once, yeah. Over time, you probably can't. So this is a very extreme shita from Rav Moshe, who's discussing 1 in 1,000s, and it seems that we're talking about a much, even for parnasa, the heter is only on a much, much, much lower level of risk. But at least some amount of risk is mutter, because when it's done for a tachlis, when it's done for a tayelis. Okay, yeah. So that's this tshuva that compares it to mechama is a chiddush. What others say is a mechama is different. Obviously, there's an elevated level of sakana, and that's why again for a parnasa, I don't think anyone's going to be matter a 1/6 chance of survival. Now, one last case which is spoken about is a person has a window which is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. Yesh ladan, is there a chi of maika to have some sort of window guard to stop people from falling? So the emek bracha says yes, because even though it's not a gag, but it's your house kolshkein. So if the window is not strong enough to support a person's weight, so there we have a chi of a sisa maika legagacha. And if the window is less than 10 tvachim off the ground, there is no maika, and he says that would be aser. Off the floor, correct? Off the floor depends how high the window is. Most windows are. What? If it's more than 10 tefachim, then the wall itself is your mica. But if it's less than 10 tefachim high, he says you have a problem because this area doesn't have a mica. Now, Lamaisa, I said the Betzel HaChochma is Mekel. He's Mitzayer for a few different svaras. We mentioned, first of all, that although the Rambam says you need Yud Tefachim, the Shita Saraivit is, and based on a Sifri, in many cases, 3 tefachim is enough. And therefore, in a case like this, where the metzius is where it's not dangerous, and he adds, especially if it's a narrow window where a person could catch himself if need be, so in that case he is makel. But certainly, if there are children, if there's a bunk bed next to it, in a case where it is a sakana, certainly a person has a chiv to be careful and to make sure that no one could get hurt.